Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, this is a jam-packed 2 o'clock hour, and I say it all the time. Not to make her blush or feel this, but how in the world did Riley Gaines morph from this great swimmer who was going to go off to dental school into someone who is just so poised and so able to deal with all kinds of things? Not only that, listen to this partial resume, Dan. Independent Women's Forum Ambassador, Outkick.com Contributor, Gains for Girls podcast host, author of Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind, and coming to Philadelphia for the Stand With Women headline, Equality Isn't a Game, Tulsi Gabbard, Riley Gaines, to hold Philadelphia Stand With Women event. We need leaders who stand with women. And one of the ways of doing that is to say that women shouldn't have to compete against men. Dan, you're running out of script there. Come on, Riley Gaines, stop it already. You can't have that many roles. Where does this woman find any time?
So many hats.
Yeah, so many hats. Let's bring Riley back to Philadelphia. Hey, Riley, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm always thrilled to talk with you both. And I'm glad you think I'm poised because I do not think my husband agrees.
Well, I don't know. To be plucked from the thing with
national media,
Leah Thomas, and then to deal with this, including some of the college escapades where people are coming at you physically, I think it's poised never to go irrational. And you keep fighting on what we just talk about every time you're on versus going off on something. And that's exactly what they're waiting for. So, Riley, you and Tulsi Gabbard, boy, that is a lot of star power together. Tell us what you're doing.
That's right. It is me and Tulsi and many other super-duper exciting guests, which I know will be revealed either today or later this week, so stay tuned for that. Look, we're excited to be in Philadelphia, in the state of Pennsylvania, of course, a very key state, both in the presidential election and, of course, with Dave McCormick, a big Senate race. So we're thrilled to be there. And the purpose of us being there, look, we are two women. Tulsi, you know, this is a former Democrat. Me, myself, I mean, as you described, someone who never saw myself in the position that I'm in, but nonetheless saw the need for it. We're just excited to be able to put our voices out there, hopefully be able to reach women, maybe women who don't necessarily like Trump, don't know how they vote, how they're going to vote when they get to the polls on November 5th. We want to reach these people and say, hey, this is what's at stake. This is what we're seeing happen across this country. And this is what we can do about it as everyday people who intuitively know that men and women and boys and girls and males and females are different. This is what we can do to combat this cultural chaos.
Yes, exactly. And you are perfectly suited because we've agreed there's a lot of issues around this transgender stuff. But the low-hanging fruit is all this effort that someday we arrived at a Riley Gaines through all the pioneers in women's sports, maybe some of your idols growing up, who really couldn't participate in the manner that you were able to do. And then to be pushed back at that moment by Leah Thomas and sacrificing all that for nothing. So, Riley, this event is Sunday, and I don't know if you know this, where it's being held, they used to have a lot of wrestling there. I don't think any will go on at the Swanson Avenue.
I don't know,
Avenue
Riley,
facility.
You should be in a steel cage or something.
Yeah, that'd exactly.
Be cool. Hey, I'm not opposed to it. Can we get, like, Keith Olbermann up there?
Yeah. And do you know the time, Riley, or what the website is where people should go to see all this?
Yes, I believe it starts at noon. Again, that is noon on the 27th. In Philadelphia. Remind me what the arena is called. It's super cool, though. It's like a 360-degree
It used to be
setting.
ECW Arena. It's 2300 Arena now.
Right.
And it's just an absolutely amazing venue. Outside, right up front, you can go grab some drinks and then go watch Riley and Tulsi. And IWV.org is where you can get some tickets for that as well.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
So,
again,
go
some
ahead,
very, very exciting guests to come. Other independent, historically independent, even former Democrats who have been outspoken and a key part of Trump's candidacy and campaign. You can expect on seeing some other really, really cool people, other athletes, wonderful people who are there in support of not just, of course, the gender ideology insanity that we are seeing from the progressive and radical left, but a lot of, again, the issues, both social, cultural, economic, in terms of our national security, wonderful and leading voices in this nation. You can expect to see some of those there on the 27th as well.
Ah, well, we hope to get them on as we get more details. But Riley, I was making point the other day, because of you, your efforts, and some others, you inspired people like Ms. Scanlon to speak out. The Penn women, that was a very tough thing. And now we're seeing in the volleyball thing, the Nevada women said, no, we're going to forfeit. We don't care what the university says. And I believe even one member of the San Jose State team, at least one, is in opposition to the transgendered individual on their team and may be suing in part of the lawsuit. This is groundbreaking because when Penn happened, they were scared to death. And I understand, I'm not condemning them. They had a lot to lose. Penn went after them. And they essentially told them, your name will be out there forever. You'll never get hired.
No, you're right. It really shows you how far we've come in just amount, I mean, two and a half years since then. The traction, the momentum, the willingness to state the obvious, kind of like the emperor wears no clothes parable, the willingness to quite literally, I guess literally, quite literally in this scenario, say, hey, that's a naked man. The willingness for people to be able to say that, it really is remarkable. I mean, I think it's tragic, actually. I think that's the word to describe it. It breaks my heart that we have to see young girls like Brooke Slusser, one of the girls you're describing, who is on the San Jose State team with the male, Blair Fleming, formerly Braden Fleming. It breaks my heart that we have to see these girls forfeiting, deciding and voting to take a loss, knowing that kind of defeats, it's pretty detrimental, honestly, to conference play, accepting a conference loss. But nonetheless, these girls understand it's a loss that they're willing to take. A lot of people view it as they're standing down, but in communicating with these teams, they tell me, you know, Riley, we're not standing down. We're actually standing up. And what we're standing up for is far bigger than us or this team or a Mountain West Conference championship. We're standing up for the future generations, you know, people like our younger sisters, or, you know, hopefully one day we have daughters of our own. That's who we're fighting for. And so I could not applaud or commend their bravery and their leadership enough. Certainly more leadership than their coaches, than their athletic directors, than their presidents of universities, than the NCAA has shown over the past 2 years.
Riley, the thing, too, I think with you, I sense it because it's, I'll admit, a lot of my personality. You're fiercely competitive when we talked about shaving off a hundredth of a second against Leah Thomas and all that. I've had sisters that played college sports, and I admire that so much. But there's another part to this. With volleyball, of all things, this woman on the other team, or transgender or gender fluid, is a spiker. There is a definite injury thing. You would think if they ignore what has been created here, this is one of the greatest developments societally, women in competition, Title IX, and all the things that have happened, you would think the injury thing from some of the women injured in this thing, that would play out a little bit at least.
They're not even just ignoring it. They are celebrating this. His coach went on to, the coach of the San Jose State team went on to a few days ago say, hey, look, yeah, we just played. Blair led the team, again, the male. The male led the team with 18 kills. That's 18 shots to the face that he took at girls on the opposing team. We've seen him give career-ending concussions and head injuries to girls. We saw it at University of Delaware. We saw it at a tournament at University of Iowa. Go back and watch just yesterday their game against Air Force and look at the shots he was delivering, which, let me just note, a men's net is 7.5 inches higher than the standard women's volleyball net. It's almost as if they acknowledge that biological advantages and differences exist between
slow
the
down
sexes.
On that. I didn't know that. So we're playing in a woman's league. It's like if I'm playing basketball, my sport, and the baskets are 9 feet versus 10 feet, and yet we're having a guy run out there and dunk on a 9-foot basket.
The baskets are different, the size of the ball, I mean, all of these things. But you look at any sport, right? You look at gymnastics, the events in men's and women's gymnastics are totally different. Men have pommel horse, men have the uneven, the rings. You look at golf, women tee off at a different spot. You look at any single sport, and there are I'll use the word handicaps. Again, I don't say that to say that women are inferior, but again, just to acknowledge reality here, there are these handicaps that exist in these sports for a reason. But again, our leaders, and I say that very loosely in air quotes, our leaders are failing to recognize. I don't actually think they're failing to recognize. I think it just doesn't matter enough to them. They're prioritizing inclusion over safety and fairness.
That's what the battle is. And when you tell the average American, when you break it down as you do, when you convince them, some of them are unaware this is actually happening. I come back to the sports thing. They go, no, this is not. We're not having any of this stuff. It's an obvious thing. When you go into bathrooms and changing, Riley, one time you talked about how competitive it is to get into a swimsuit. It might take 15 minutes. I guess it's aerodynamic. What is it that is necessary to, I mean, it's that fierce of a hundredth of a second that the swimsuit itself, but then how you configure it is part of winning and losing.
That's right. I mean, these suits that you put on, first of all, the suits cost like a ridiculous amount. They're good for about 10 races and they cost, I mean, $400-$500 for 10 races. So that should tell you all of the different dynamics and different fiber systems and carbon systems they put into these suits. But again, you're right. You're doing all of this to merely shave off a hundredth of a second, especially in a 50 freestyle. I mean, the top 16 in the NCAA are separated by 2/10 of a second. I mean, you're fighting for hundredths of a second. So to put someone next to us in that pool who towers over us, I look over on the block next to me, there's a man, his feet take up the whole block, his arms are dangling down, they're lanky, you see his Adam's apple. To be pretty explicit here, but if I had to see it, you guys at least have to hear about it. You see a bulge in his women's swimsuit.
Riley, I hope you say this Sunday in Philadelphia, the Adam's apple, then we knew we were going to go with the bulge.
I've never been very good at having a filter. I'm sorry.
No, I'm very glad you said it. I hope you say it on Sunday with these women. It'll be a standing ovation.
But
you better have spent 5 minutes. Yes.
You notice how it's almost instinctual to laugh because it really is like a South Park episode, which is objectively meant to be funny, or like a Babylon Bee headline or like an SNL skit. But again, what I just described is reality. That is, it's more so a documentary than any sort of satirical skit. It's real life, which is crazy to me, even still.
Well, I just remember, too, with all that, you tied, and they said, oh, we got to give the trophy to Leah Thomas. Oh, my God. Oh,
I know it.
Oh,
I know
goodness.
It.
But look at what it has led to, though. Not just what you're doing all over the place, but these other women that you inspired and these volleyball players. I'm glad they get it. The pioneers of women's sports, by doing what they're doing, They're aiding the future. This is going to end if Trump is elected. When he's asked, well, what are you going to do about this in sports? He said, we're just going to stop it. Exactly. It can.
Perfect. That's the kind of emphatic and moral clarity we need to see from, I mean, our commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world. It's really that simple. Just as the Biden-Harris administration has used their executive power to abolish Title IX, Trump is saying, I will use my executive power to reinforce why it was implemented and to remind women that they really are worthy of calling themselves champions.
Exactly.
I mean, the contrast between the two could not be more different. And a Biden-Harris administration, a Harris-Waltz administration would be that on steroids.
Again, so. Dan, and for Riley, you have it in front of you. Where do people go for this big event this coming Sunday, the 27th, starting at noon in South Philly, Dan?
Yeah, it's 2300, the 2300 Arena, former ECW Arena down there in South Philadelphia. You can get tickets IWV.org. Fantastic event, October 27th, noon. Doors open at 11 a.m. Go get your tickets.
Riley, thank you. Enjoy this. Thank you. Where do we go for all things Riley Gaines, too, while you're here?
Well, I appreciate you guys. Always a joy to be on with you. You can check out my ex at Riley_Gaines_. Again, please go to IWV.org. Get tickets for Sunday. Very, very exciting event. Again, more names to be announced this week. People who will be there. You'll hear from some of the nation's, best and most effective thought leaders history's ever seen, really, really historical stuff going on, and you can expect to see that on the 27th in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Riley. Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Riley Gaines, Dan already. I have you on alert, you and Henry on trigger. Who is it that she's talking about coming here? All right, there you go. Historic now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any of the women.
I mean, ECW Arena, we just got off the phone with him. How about an appearance from Kane?
No, this is women. Women.
Oh.
How do you like that line, though?
How about Kane with a wig?
Yeah, Adam's apple and then a bulge with Leah Thomas. These other women just saying, can you imagine it takes you 15 minutes to put this on and Leah Thomas is strutting around in the area that you're in there?
Yeah.
To some of those callers today, what do you say to that? Well, you guys are picking on something inconsequential. Is it really, or is it a tell about what the Democrat Party has become? And this is what Harris defends, even though she's changed her position on everything else. All right, though, right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Brubeck Brothers Quartet on November 2nd at the Zlock Love Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. Get your tickets there. Dan, what's the backstory?
Down today, we're doing a cover song. We're doing a cover song sung today by a person who's making headlines right now. This being sung before she was famous and had the chance to abuse a bunch of employees. Going to put that out there. Take a listen. We want to know who this person is covering an Adele song before she was famous.
I heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave me things I couldn't.
23 years old there, Dom, singing.
I never would have guessed that's who it is. Not in a million years. No.
Quite the musician. Not a great piano player, as we can hear, but very good at another instrumental.
Yes, exactly. I don't know about the cover exactly, though.
It's not that good.
No.
And then she hits the chorus and she doesn't hit the high note.
You know, when you do a cover for Adele, too, you're into a realm of a voice. It's among the top. It's just an obvious.
She's got a great voice. She just doesn't seem to utilize it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Making headlines, Dom.
Who is that making headlines? I might play something from her, too, after we get the correct answer. Jump in and you're headed over to the Zlock at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up 10.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue today. Covering an Adele song, someone making a lot of news, and I'll tell you why after we get a winner.
You know how the time flies. Seems like yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze bound by surprise.
All right, let's see if, another Dominic in Blackwood can get this. Hey, Dom, good afternoon. Who is covering that song?
Kamala Harris.
She's making news, I mean.
Not Kamala Harris either. Okay. Danny in Center City. Danny,
get him out of here.
Who's covering that song?
Is it Lizzo?
Yes, it is. Lizzo. I will put you on hold. And here's why Lizzo is making news. This is almost as bad as The View ensnaring Kamala Harris by saying, well, how are you going to be different from Biden? Here is Lizzo at a rally. She's a Detroit native with Harris over the weekend in Michigan. Here's what she said.
So happy to be back in Detroit. You know, all the best things were made in Detroit. Dogs, Faygo, and Lizzo. I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit. We're talking about the same Detroit that innovated the auto industry and the music industry. So put some respect on Detroit's name. Okay?
All right, it's a campaign ad. Going to be just like Detroit.
We're going to make America like Camden.
That's very apt. A big Camden, but apt, yes. We broadcast from there.
Actually,
back
recently.
In the day, I don't know. I have to think. Rich was with me. Rich and the producer went into Detroit to give us a bird's eye view. I was broadcasting from the Ford Museum just outside, and not good. And I don't think it's changed much for the better, so... Let's make America like Detroit again. That's the way to go here. Wow. All right. Today, we're looking for that date and location in history. Today is the anniversary, the annual celebration of Back to the Future Day. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon. What do you have today? All right. Nothing from Joe. Sorry about that, Joe. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. Bill, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon there, Dom. Big weekend here in Bucks County, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to point out that on Friday, I think it was Friday, the...
What happened?
What's happening here, Bill?
I don't know.
Look, I got people calling me in. Well, Harris is not a role model. We know all the back and forth over that, so we're not doing that. We got it. Trump role model, her background in this. We've been through both of those. We're looking at, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Do you want to go back to those policies?
I think we got the kinks worked out. If you didn't want to take any more, feel free.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much for taking my call, man.
You're welcome.
It's a great show. I appreciate it. Hey, you know, Dom, on the morning of 9/11, six or seven of the hijackers went through the Portland, Maine airport gate.
Yes.
And what strikes me, the ironic part about it, I don't know if many people know this. I know you'll get it. The police chief of Portland, Maine at that time was Michael Chitwood. And it just astonishes me that, like, on his watch, and I love the guy, on his watch that actually happened, you know.
Was it Michael Chitwood or Michael Chitwood Jr.?
No, the father.
The father.
The father.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
He was a police. Yes. So I just found it so ironic. That's what, you know, so I know you have on your show numerous times.
Oh,
so I appreciate it, Dom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's where you're going. You're going back to prevent that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, gotcha.
I would give my life if I had to. And on the morning when the National Guard knocks on my door, I'm going to welcome them in for coffee and donuts, because I guarantee you I probably know some of them.
All right, so, thank you. Thank you, Drew. What a great guy. Wanted to play you this because, you know, by tomorrow we'll be a little bit off the McDonald's thing. This is Cut 28, Dan. Listen to the morning crew on CNN. Now, some of them differ, but they give a grudging respect to say that Trump closing the deal, going to McDonald's, putting the knife, so to speak, in Kamala Harris and the resume, and also interacting with people there. Listen to what they say. I may stop it here, Dan, at a certain point, but Cut 28.
A part of me thought, wow, is that real? I never thought he would do something like that. The Trump that we saw in 1999 in that old ad is the one that was much more familiar to me. Like, look, we're going to run this town, right? Like someone who owns a McDonald's, not someone who works in one. I mean, clearly they have a strategy to try to appeal to working class voters, try to, you know, twist the knife on Harris. But I still found these images to be jarring.
Well, part of what is so striking about them is that he's not trying to not be Donald Trump. Like, some politicians go and they try to dress up as somebody they're not. He's still got the red tie. He's still so clearly himself. And I think this was an unbelievably smart move, because one thing that has differentiated Donald Trump from other really wealthy politicians is that he has never been seen as the aloof, the billionaire who would never deign to hang out with the commoners. Like, he has always sort of portrayed himself as, I'm the rich guy who doesn't really like the other rich guys. I'm one of you. And this is part of this. I think this was insanely smart.
Well, to that point, it is part of a larger effort on the Trump campaign to sort of soften Donald Trump's image. It's why you've seen his grandkids sort of being appearing at the rally.
They actually talked about throwing the tie back over when he was doing the Friar, too. It was Solis Anderson, the pollster, who leans Republican there, made a great point. He was able to do that. He didn't put a McDonald's hat on. He wasn't doing any of that stuff. He showed up in the suit, put the apron on, and was engaging with people. It was a masterstroke.
The humanizing moment in that clip was when he threw the salt over his shoulder. It was like such a normal reaction that anyone who's like, oh, like we all do that when you're cooking or whatever. And so that was the most like normalizing and humanizing moment, I think, in this clip. But to your point, like he still has his shirt on, his tie on. Like most politicians would have showed up in like a collared shirt or something that said McDonald's and tried to like more fit in. I did find it striking that the whole restaurant was shut down and it was just sort of like a staged event. But
Okay, we had to get that part.
Really playing the fence there, right?
Yeah, but he showed up as he was. I thought he was going to show up in the golf outfit. The red hat, the white golf shirt, and the black pants. But
I loved it. He looked like Dave Thomas hanging out the window.
Yeah, he did.
I loved the look.
Yeah, maybe he can get over to Montgomery County with the truck, the Mr. Softy truck that's going out. Coming up, Tom DiBello blows the whistle on that. He is the minority Montgomery County commissioner, who says now the Mr. Softy truck that does who knows what with a voting process is headed to Graterford Prison. Boy, don't Mr. Chairman out there, don't you know Democrat voters? That's exactly where I would go. Let's go to the prisons first. Where do we go after that? We may ask that someday. Where do they go to find their voters? College campuses, prisons. 855-839-1210. Jump in on the side question. The NBA is back, and I think Sixers start this Wednesday in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Because right now, FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater to place any $5 bet on the NBA. I mean, you have great storylines, the Lakers, LeBron, and Bronny playing together. The New York Knicks, oh, God, the New Yorkers having to deal with that. We're going to beat them this year, though, with the big three of the Sixers. If you're new to FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. Had to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. After a three-month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime, no refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Tom Giordano Show. Tom DiBello is the voice of sanity, if there's any left out there. This guy running the commissioners on a $143,000 Mr. Softy vehicle, but the pop-up, etc. Where is that going? Is it going to any Republican areas to offer services to make voting easier? I would be against it, too. I mean, I think we went way too far. How are we supposed to watch this stuff? What's next? Some kind of mind melding and they'll know who you're voting for? But they're going to the prison. They're going to the big house. Walking the line. Greater for it. Who's going to be eyeballing them to determine what they're doing with voters there with the Mr. Softy truck? Will they be serving ice cream? And if so, what flavor? I'd like to know. What's the draw with all these prisoners seeing the pop-up truck coming? Let's go to Tom DiBello, who is a commissioner out of Montgomery County. Hey, Tom, good afternoon, and thanks for keeping us in your loop. What's happening with the Mr. Softy truck?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on, as always. It's not actually going to the greater for prison. It's going to the county prison.
Okay.
But much of the same. I just got word of this late last week, and I'm not really sure, you know, what the goal is, but they're going to be parking this vehicle out front of the prison, and they're going to go in, and I don't know if it's the warden or whoever is going to identify who could come, you know, and receive mail-in ballot applications. Obviously, today's the last day to register to vote, so they can't register to vote, but they could still request mail-in ballot applications, fill them out, submit them, get approval, get a mail-in ballot, and turn it in all there at the county prison. There's voting laws in place. You know, from my understanding, if you're already convicted, you can't vote. If you are voting, my understanding is you have to be released prior to election day. So the only people that they could potentially be targeting are people that are incarcerated that haven't been convicted yet. But we don't know what those numbers are. We don't know how they're going about it. It's just bizarre that we're doing this. I shouldn't say we, because I don't support it. This is just ongoing. The you know, I've talked about this. The ice cream truck van has been at several different locations that have been really more party strong than in other party locations. I mentioned last week, well, why aren't we going to the gun show in Oaks? Oh, we don't know if we could do that. You know, it's like,
it's a great question.
Because maybe the majority of people that would show up there are Republican versus Democrat, or they're not the kind of people that they want voting, because you know, gun sales overall in Montgomery County, or just nationally, are up. People are very concerned about what our future holds. And the number one, just as a side from what I've seen reported, is the number one purchaser of guns right now are suburban women.
Sure,
so
exactly.
These are interesting things going on, yeah.
So, Tom, you know, the transparency issue, we had on the group the other day that is suing them over this for lack of transparency. I mean, we already have multiple, all kinds of satellite offices. We have drop boxes. Now, I know, to me, that's my biggest concern. If you have the drop box in the public building and constantly monitored, But Montgomery County, I think it was 2020, had this incident where a woman comes with 400 ballots from a nursing home saying she's an agent of this, that, or other. It went through the courts. Seems to be unclear. Why in the world are we continuing to put things out there that are suspect? The only thing I'll say, due to your voice on this, the average person in Montgomery County's got to ask themselves, is this a good use of taxpayer dollars, people that might be convicted felons, to go to this length to have them vote when the number there that legally can vote is minuscule? Why are we not doing something to enhance, with that $143,000, the lives of people in Montgomery County to make government more convenient for them?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and several people have commented, you know, to me that they must be concerned that they're trying to tally the votes somewhere. And I said, well, when you look at polls and all that, I guess they should be concerned, although we don't know how things are going to end up on election day. But they're out there. They're doing everything possible to secure additional ballots or additional votes. And like I said, they're really targeting certain areas that are more one party over another. And that's very obvious if you look at the voter rolls and look at where they're going. But the prison population, it's just one more stop. Then they're going to say that everyone deserves a right to vote. And that's true. Everyone does deserve a right to legally vote. But there are so many ways already to vote. And look, I've asked for numbers, and I did see an email coming. I haven't had a chance to open it yet today. But I've been asking for what's the true cost of us showing up at these different locations? Because not only are we sending a $143,000 van, but we're sending 5 to 6 people, employees, or more to these locations. And then we have our comms department going with it because they want to be taking pictures and videotaping. And, you know, sometimes there might be 7-8 people there, on the county dime. And I don't think it's a good use of taxpayer dollars. And look, 2020, we had over 220,000 mail-in ballots in 2020. We put more infrastructure in place for mail-in ballots in 2024, and we're going to see about 50,000 less mail-in ballots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, so we're spending all this additional money, and, I'm starting to question everything because I pushed to go status quo this year because I didn't want to introduce additional concerns or problems. We end up changing the printer. Well, right now, a problem that we're having is the ballot, the envelopes that come with the mail-in ballots are coming sealed. And, you know, they said, well, we've had this issue before. And it could happen, but now we're seeing, you know, tens of thousands of people are potentially reporting that their envelopes are sealed. Then you're starting to question, like, what's going on? Because then they go and they request mail-in ballot, they cancel out their mail-in ballot, and then they give them a new packet.
I hear you.
Real quick, I went to one polling location, and they weren't spoiling the ballots that they were taking back. I said, you got to spoil those. You got to write void on them. And they weren't doing that. So there's all these different things that are going on, and I'm fighting a fight, and people are joining the fight now because and when I mean fight, I don't mean, we're going out and burning down the city.
Well, Tom, would you do this? Would you get some of those facts on how many sealed and all that? Anything you get, you hook up with Dan, and we will have you back. But thank you for bringing this to our attention.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. So, Dan, you heard what he said there, too. Different printer, and now the ballots, he says, well, he's going to get an exact number, Dan.
Good.
Yeah, let's check in with him tomorrow. I thought it was humidity. How many were sealed? This guy's pushing the envelope. When this whole mail-in ballot thing is difficult to pull off, and he's expanding it without transparency. Montgomery County has lost their mind. They, in some ways, are pushing the envelope more than Philadelphia. That's what I think is happening here. All right. It is the lightning round next here. We had a lot of good ones here that we'll get to. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hey, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says triglycerides are at an all-time low and increase my well-being, while joint pains, muscle aches have increased. They have decreased, too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals. Now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the seven Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get the special radio offer, it's easy. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember that code, OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Let me preview a little bit of tomorrow's show. At least Stefanik will be with us. And also, Dan, you probably have no knowledge of this, but if you're in radio and all this, particularly all those radio stations out there on BAWA, Jaime's is an historic place that you go.
What's the name of it?
Lunch. Jaime's.
Okay.
They're in the news. The Inquirer just reporting that the owner there, I think I met him once because I was there dozens of times over the years. They filmed a Trump ad there, and all hell's breaking loose. He said he would do a Harris ad if they wanted to pay and do it. But more detail on that tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes. Have him on.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We'll work on it. By the way, the lightning round, Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go. And Ro was just talking about him today, Dan. Breaking down the voice, the manner, the subtleties of Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
I would like to go back to the Italian Renaissance of 1508 to observe Michelangelo painting religious figures on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
That is, Joe, have you ever been? I've been and I've seen it. It's hard, but you think some profanity was involved there. Things might not going well. That's a lot. That is the masterpiece of masterpieces, arguably, right?
Yeah, really. We were studying the Sistine Chapel in my class of history of art.
Good one, Joe. Thank you very much. Gary in Newtown. Gary, what's yours today?
Go with September 13th, 1958, which is the day before my uncle, who I never met, passed away, so that my mom and her brother, who came upon, he was the first one upon the accident in Bensalem, not too far where Trump was and Pinocchio Joe was yesterday, and killed his, and was not, died in a motor vehicle accident. He went up the side of the road and hit a tree, so they could get to say goodbye and or tell him not to race his car.
Gotcha. Thank you, wow. Gary. Boy, that's a really personal, right?
Personal one, but just overall,
yeah, exactly.
Just going to the
overall,
day before.
Yeah, the Earl of Tacony, Dan. Earl, what's yours today?
Mine would be May 6, 1937 in Lakehurst, New Jersey, to see the explosion of the Hindenburg. I mean, to actually, you know, be that close to, you know, a man-made disaster, to, you know, see something, you know, That impressive. Also, I have some family history with that. Family legend has it that members of the flight crew from the Hindenburg used to stay at my great-grandmother's house at 58th and Chestnut back in the day because they came from the same village in Germany.
Oh, you're full of hot air.
You've been sitting on that line for quite a while. Oh, the humanity, Earl. All right, there you
but
go.
Were we all traveling in Zephyrs if that thing hadn't exploded?
Yes, we probably... Oh, man, yeah, no. Don't. Let's...
Well, they had a dock, yeah, up on top of the Empire State Building, right?
They did, yes. Let's get Bruce in. This is a really good one, though, back ancient history. Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, nice to chat with you again.
Yeah, this was, the day was September 21st, 1964, Economax. I just realized that's exactly 60 years ago today. But anyway, I'd be sitting at the third baseline at Economax Stadium during the game in which Chico Ruiz stole home, and that started the downward 10-game losing streak. And just as Ruiz took his first step toward home, I would yell out to the pitcher, "Yo, Ruiz is going home, throw to home," upon which he would throw home, and Ruiz would be out, and the curse would be thwarted, and that would be great.
Very good stuff. A little bit ancient, but it all happened. The guy steals home. I mean, you're not seeing that Major League Baseball. Henry, who do you like?
Yeah, so I like those last two there. I like Earl's of the Hindenburg, because I do think that would be an incredible sight to see. And then, yeah, if it could get a chance to turn the Phillies' fortunes around from, you know, 60 years ago, that'd be great.
Dan,
I'm throwing Gary in there just because I think I'm not usually a personal answer kind of guy, but this is something a lot of people can relate to. If they could time travel, I think they would try to prevent the death of a loved one.
I would make an exception on that and go with it. It was a moving call. Let's go with Gary in Newtown.
All right,
today.
Into that.
All right, big show tomorrow. Congresswoman Stefanik will be with us. We'll see what other places, McDonald's and now Jaime's Restaurant in the news. Amazing what's going on. Riccioli will be next. Don't forget, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. And I hope you get out there to see Riley Gaines and Tulsi. And we're talking to some other, he mentioned, historical women. I'm not sure who might turn up, but you'll hear them here first. Have a great night. Go home with Rich here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.